We got to three lines down from the top of the word Tana. So yesterday the Gemara told us that there are three different scenarios of lands that a person may have, where a Karo may have wanted to go down and take care and preserve the land. So we had, there was a Nichse Shavoy, we had the case of the Retushin and the Natushin, and different halachas for each of them. And they had this line in this Braisa that the Gemara is quoting now, Tana v'chulam shamin la karis. All these cases, all these situations, when the Adam goes down to the property, even though the owner doesn't know about it, we let him collect as if he was an aris, as if he was a sharecropper and had a certain percentage in the produce. So the Gemara wants to know, ahai, which stage of the Braisa is this going on? Elaim, if you say it's going on Ashruyin, the case of the Ashruyin, where the, so that doesn't make sense, because Hashta zariz v'niskar havu. My de ishbach mi bai. So there we said the guy, it was a case of shavuot, and we said the halacha was if he hears the guy's coming back, he could quickly take all the food that's off it. So certainly, if he takes the food, he can mamish do ma'isa. So certainly, he's going to have a chelak in the shevach of the land. So that's of course he's going to have a chelak there. Ella must be artushim. So artushim was a case where he left willingly and he didn't tell anybody to take care of his property. So Artushin, the Gemara says, V'ham motzin osam yadokatani. In that case, the Braisa says, he gets to keep nothing. So obviously there, he won't have the din of an aris. So Ella, the Gemara says, must be on the case of Antushin, where he was taken away by Al-Karcho. So there, the Gemara says, Lamain. Who is this going according to? That we saw there is a machlokus between the Rabbanan and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Right, that's who was the, yeah. So the Gemara says, who says that he gets to collect like an aris? Ilema the Rabbanan, if you say the Rabbanan, where Rabbanan say, Ha Amri Motin Osam Yado, in that case of Netushin, where he was taken away, Bal Karcho. So Rabbanan said, even though the guy, the Karv, goes down to the property, he doesn't get to keep anything. So if we say Motin Yado, that means he doesn't collect like an Aris. And E Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Ha Amar Shemati, he says, Rabban Shimon Gamliel writes, Shemati Shen Netushim Kishvuyim, that they're like Shruyim. And the lach of Shruyin is that everybody gives that Shruyin that he collects, he's even able to Zariz Vaniska, he could go ahead and take it. So Kavachomer, he takes like the Shevach Ka'aris. So there is no scenario that this line of Kulan Shaman Ka'aris fits in nicely. So the Gemara says, no, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel compares the case of Netushim, which again, Netushim is where he's taken away by Karcho, they say it's Kishruyim. It doesn't mean Kishruyim Mamish, it's Kishruyim Velo Shruyim. It's similar to it, but not exactly like it. What does that mean? It's kishvuyin dein motzin el sam yado. It's shvuyin that we don't take it out of the hands of the worker there. But veloshvim, it's not mamish kishvuyim dilu hasim, because the case of a shavoy, we said, zarez v'niskar, he's able to go ahead and collect the fruit lichadchila. Vilu hachim, but it comes to the case in the tushin, there we say shaymina lukaris. He doesn't get to take it. We assess the shevach, and we give him only a percentage. So that's where this line fits in. Again, in the case of Netushin, within the Man Da'amar of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Gemara wants to know now, Maishna, why is this case any different, Meha, from the following mission that appears in Maseches Ksubas Titznan? Hamotzi otzas al nichsei isha, a person put a lot of money and cost and effort into the property of his wife. So the case is where he gets to eat the fruit. Nichsei mulug, where she has the title, but she brings into this relationship and he gets to eat the peros. So if he puts in a lot of hotzaos, the Mishnah says, hotzi harbe v'achol kima, he puts in a lot but eats only a little bit, he wasn't such a great farmer. Or kima, he puts in a little bit and is able to eat achol harbe, but eats a lot, he is a very good farmer. Masha hotzi, masha achol achol. It's even, whatever he puts in, he puts in, whatever he takes out, and that's it. So why don't we say in this case, let it be similar to a case of let it be Karis. Why not be Karis? He's like a Karov who goes to the Nichse, to the property of someone else, so let him collect more than that. Why is he just simply whatever he eats and doesn't get a share in it? So the Gemara says, no. Ha lo damya ela laha. It's not similar to the case of an Isha. If you want to compare it to some other case, the other model, compare it to the following. It's similar to a case of Hamotzi Hotzos al Nichse Ishto Kitana, where he invests money into the property of his wife, who's a katana. That's kimoti al nichsi acher dami. That's similar to a case of helping another person's property, some other person's property. How so? Alma kevendul samcha daita takin lerabanan kechadol lefsedinu. Since he's not samech das, that he's in no right that he's going to get any money, why would he care about this other person's property. So Chachamim made an institution that you will get a certain share. If you help some other guy's property out who was taken overseas, if you help out his property, you'll get a certain share, because if he's not promised any money in return, he might be mafsid it. So you need something, he has to have some return on this. Hachanami, here too as well, by the case of the Ishto Kitana, Hachanami Tikinle Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, we're going to make a takana for you that you will have a share in this, Kiech de lo lifsidinu, so you don't lose out. What's this concern about the Ishto Kitana versus the Ishto Gedola? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dilo Samchadaita, this is around 10 narrow lines up. Rashi says, Dilo Samchadaita, he's not Samech Das on her, Shehe Muchsak Biada, that she's going to, or the land's going to remain in his land, in his hand, the Doe Geshema Timarinbo. The halacha is the Katana, if she's married off by the mother or brothers. If she's married off by the father, so then that's a Din Darais, so the father can marry off a Katana. Even though the halacha is that she shouldn't do this, or the father shouldn't do this, that's a good kedushim. This must be a scenario where there is no father, she's the Yasoma, so her mother and brothers marry her off. So she's a din of miyun, she could refuse, she could opt out of that relationship when she's still like Kitana. So he doesn't know if she's going to stay married. He's going to be working really hard in this land, and one day she might just wake up and say, you know what, I don't want to stay married, and she just walks away and he gets nothing. So to ensure that he doesn't be mafsid, he's not mafsid this land, we say when it comes to an Isha Katana, you do get to collect like an Aris. Okay. So then the Gemara quotes from that line we keep analyzing, Kulan Shaman Lehem Karis. All the cases we said, you analyze like an Aris. So what are Kulan? Kulan L'Asuyamai, what's all them? We said above, there's one case that this is referring to, the case of Netushim. What's the Kulan? So it comes to include something else. So the Gemara explains, Lasuye ha, Damer of Nachman Amar Shmuel, to include the following case, Shavoy shen nishba maridin karav l'nechasov, yatzla das ein maridin karav l'nechasov. So first he sets up the statement that if he's taken away, then a karav goes down and takes care of his property. If he leaves willingly, you're not allowed to go to the property, because otherwise he would have appointed someone to watch over it, and he didn't, so you have no right. But it comes along of Nachman, didei amar bareach, let's say he runs away. Not that he walks away, he runs away. He's being chased down. He's not captured, but he doesn't walk out willingly. It's somewhere in the middle. He runs away. So Rav Nachman says, Barech harehu kishavoy. He's like a shavoy, in which what that means is, so you're allowed to go down to the property and you are guaranteed to collect kiaris. That's the case that this is coming to include. So then the Gemara wants to know, what's the case of Barech? Barech machmas mai. Who's he running away from him? Or what's he running away from? So the Gemara says, Ilema machmas karga, hain ladas, is machmas karga, what's karga? So look at Rashi. Rashi says two medium wide lines down, machmas karga, she'ein lo mimal lefro kesav gul galasa lamelech, was a type of tax each person would have to pay. So bareach levnei bo hazman, he runs away because he doesn't have the money to pay with it. In that case, that's considered ladas. Okay, Rai Rashi says ladas, she'ein kan behala, there's no real urgency, he doesn't have the money, they're not going to do anything that bad to him. Maybe he'll take his property, but he's not really that concerned, so he walks away. He doesn't want to deal with it. That's not considered running away. Ella says the Gemara must be Barech Machmas Mardin. What's Mardin? So look at the next Rashi. Rashi says Machmas Mardin Sheharik is a nefesh. He killed someone. Who Parsai Horgin al Shrichas Damim. The Persians would kill people for a murderer. Kidamrinu with Baba Kama. Anyone remember the story of Baba Kama? No one knows? This case of which Amora killed someone and he was forced to leave? Rav Kana, he had killed someone and it came time to go, and Rav Kana, I forget who his Rebbe was now, Rebbe, that's the famous story, he sent Rav Kana to Eretz Yisrael. Once he said, oh, they know you killed someone, they sent him off to Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, this Rebbe warned him, when you get there, you're going to go to Rabbi Yochanan's shir, but don't say a word to Rabbi Yochanan. And so Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, a great lion came over from Bavel, look out for him. So then he gives shir and he doesn't say anything. So he says to Reish Lakish, this Ari turned into a sheep. So Rav Kana was very, very insulted by that. So he said, the 7 years my Rebbe said to wait to ask a Shiloh, let them be the seven rows that are in front of me. And he started to ask questions back and forth to Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan looked up, he couldn't see, had these long eyelashes or eyebrows. And he looked up, he saw, he was smiling, laughing at him. So he looked at him and killed Rav Kana. And they explained to him that Rav Kana had something wrong with his lips. It looked like he was smiling, but he wasn't really smiling. So Rav Yochanan went over to his cave and said, please let me in. They wouldn't let him in. Let the Rebbe go see the Talmud. They wouldn't let him in. Let the Chaver see the Chaver. They wouldn't let him in. Let the Talmud see the Rebbe. Then they let him in. So Rav Yochanan said, we see now, I always thought the Torah of ours of Eretz Yisrael was greater. I see really the Bavel, the Torah of Bavel is much greater than ours. So Gemara ends up saying, which is greater? So Rav Kana had both the Talmud Bavli and Eretz Yisrael. He had that combination of being a Babylonian and Eretz Yisrael that makes a greater product. Okay, either way, the reason why Rav Kana left was because he had killed someone and he had to flee to Eretz Yisrael. So to here, if a person runs away because of Machmas Mardin, because he killed someone and he was scared of the Persians, so that's considered Bareach Kishavoy, and if a person goes and protects his property, he'll collect Kaaris. Okay. Mar says, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shavoy Shinishba V'niach Kama Liktsor. A guy is captured and he leaves over all his wheat and uncut, and Anavim Liktsor, and the grapes are ready to be cut as well. Or Tamarim Ligdor, these are different terms but the same thing, where the dates are all ripe. The Zaysim Limsilk and the Avs are ready to be harvested. All these dinim, the Basin, Yordin Lindichasiv, Umamidin Apachapis. He could set up an Apachapis to take care of his land. The coats are boats of a golden mosque, they take down the olives and the grapes and so on and so forth. Vachakach, afterwards, after they cut down those fruit that are ready, then they're Maridin Karav Lindichasiv, then they have a Karav go ahead and take care of the rest of the land. So the Gemara says, "V'lokim apachapa liolam." So why do they first have an apachapas and then try to find the karov? Why not have an apachapas, do the whole thing? Let them cut down all the fruits that are ready and then maintain the land. So the Gemara says, "Apachapa l'diknane lo mokmina." What's l'diknane? So there's a common a rule that we have in Aramaic that many times the dalet switches with a zayin. It's really ziknane, a zakin. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says two wide lines down, apachapu l'diknane, which again is ziknane, a zakin, lo mikminin, ain based in torchin levakesh apachapus. Bezdin is not going to be matriach to find an apachapus la nashim gdolim, for older people, for a zakin. Shenispali zakonim, someone who has a beard is long. Lefi shalo yimsai, you're not going to find someone. If they're Yisomim, it's very easy to find an apachapas, a person who's willing to volunteer and take care of the orphan's land, because it's a mitzvah. A person who's old already, lo shamulahu. No one's going to want to do a tova for some random guy left over unless they're getting paid. So it's going to be hard to find such an apachapas, so that's why they couldn't find the apachapas to take care of the farm entirely. You have to look for a karov who feels connected to this individual. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna ein maridin katan l'nichsei shavoy. You cannot have a katan, you cannot allow a katan to go down to the property of a shavoy. Why not? Says Rashi, even if he's right to Yorsha, because he's going to be mafsid. A katan doesn't know what he's doing. And then the Rav Huna says further, v'lo karov l'nichsei katan. So too, a karov cannot take care of a katan's land either. And the reason why that is, Rashi explains, is because, where'd that line go? Rashi says, "V'lo karov harai liyarish b'nichsei katan lasus lechol." Kid mesayim taima came into katan lo yado lemchuyei also high karov lelachzuke ben. What's going to happen is this karov, who's a gadol, is going to say, "Oh, it's my land," and the katan doesn't. He's there for 3 years, and the katan didn't know he's supposed to be mocha and say, "You're not. It's my land." So 3 years went by. No one was ever mocha. Now the karov is going to get the land because of cheskas gimel shonim. And then the third statement of Rav Huna is, "V'lo karov machmas karov lenichsei katan." So too a karov machmas a karov, which is a cousin's cousin, so the first person and the last person are related, but they have a common relative in the middle, that too you don't allow, because we're concerned also, Rashi explains the example here of Yesh l'ach me'av, v'osa ach me'av, Yesh l'ach me'aim, dish nachri hu eitz katan. So the nachri versus the katan are very distant from each other, but they're related through a common cousin. So Rashi explains that case as well, ein maridin also ach me'aim l'nichsei katan, mach mas korves ha'achiv shozeh, he also might hold on to the property and claim it's his. They're my brothers. So we're concerned also in that way, we're protecting the katan in all these situations. So the Gemara explains one by one each of these statements of Rav Huna. Number one, we don't let a katan go down to the property of a shavoy, even though there's no one else available to watch it, because we're concerned the katan doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to ruin the land. And the second statement was, "V'lo karav machmas karav l'nichsei katan v'achi me'imo." It's referring to a brother from the mother, a half brother. V'lo karav, and the third line, I don't know why they didn't say the order, but "V'lo karav l'nichsei katan kevin delamachi aslach suke be." Since the katan doesn't know how to be mocha, this is all Rashi quoted, we're concerned that the karav might hold on to a chazak and claim he has a cheskas gimel shana. Now the Gemara says on the bottom here, Amar Rava Shma Mina, we learn from all of this, Midrav Huna, from Rav Huna's statements, we could learn, Ein machzikin b'nichsei katan, you cannot hold up, make a chazaka, on a nichsei katan, va'afilu higdil, I mean, if you started to do Cheskas Gimel Shanim when the person was a Katan at the time, he was 10 years old, so that Chazaka never works. Even if he gets older, even Shehigdilu, once the Cheskas Shanim started during his age of being a Katan, it never works. You look at Rashi in the top of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, he writes, Vafilu Higdil. Hakatan, even if the katan gets bigger, Mishayar Latochov Achlo Gimashanim Bifanov, Mishahigdil Lohavi Chazaka. Even though it was 3 years when he ate, when he gets older, it doesn't retroactively work as a chazaka. Why? To holvit chilasi ridasa ylatocha havekatan lo yada kishigdil shahin shall aviv lfigachlo micha. When he gets older, the poor boy didn't know he was his father's ever. When he was 6 years old, there was some guy working this land. And he was convinced, this guy convinced him that this was the worker's land, not the katan's land. So even when the katan gets older, he has no idea that this was ever his father's land. So therefore, we protect the katan and the chazaka doesn't work.
It sounds like from Rashi that the chashash of the karav coming down is that not that he would get a true chazaka in it, but that he would get a chazaka to tainetz his first for Yerusha.
As a yorish.
Mashin Cain, a regular person who goes into the property who's not a karov can't tain a chazaka.
Right. So that's why the case of the Gemara uses a case of a karov who could claim. Part of the Indian is also because you need to have a taina. A cheses gimashama without a taina doesn't work. So his taina is that he was yorishit, and he has the 3 years as well. I think that's part of it. But does Rashi not mention the cheses gimashama? It does, I think.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of that. You need the taina of Yerusha as well. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Top of Lama Tesma Beis Lo Amon El Ba'achei De Abba." This is only true the case that we say Ein Moridin Karav Lochanichsei Katan only by a brother from the father who could actually make a taina of being yorishit. Right? When it comes to Yerusha, it only goes through brothers from the father. Aval Ba'achedima, brothers from the mother's side only less than but you can't make a taina of Yerusha from the mother's side. So that we would allow a Karav to go down to take care of Nichsei Katan. And further, v'achid abba nami lo amar, even a brother from the father's side, we also didn't say ella baras only when it came to a land and fields. Aval bebate houses lesson, but we're not concerned. Why not? Look at Rashi. Sheshchenim meidim aleim shebo lechalko shokatan. The neighbors are going to know that this is the katan's house, and this guy has no claim on it. So they're going to protect the katan. So when it comes to the bias of a katan, we would allow a karov even from the father's side to take care of the house. And another qualification, the Gemara says, "Uba'arasa." When it comes to a land, "Nami lo amrin ella dilo avid itida." What's an itida? Says Rashi, "Shtar chaluka," where no shtar chaluka was written to say who got what. Aval avid itida. If an itida was written, kala ishli, everybody knows, and we're not concerned though then that this karav is going to claim that the property is here if everyone knew about this kala that the katan got this sada, this place deep in the forest. Below here, and then the Gemara says this is not true. All these qualifications are incorrect, or at least we don't paskin this way. Lo shna achi diaba, lo shna achi dima, whether it's a brother from the father, a brother from the mother, lo shna arasa, lo shna beta, whether it's a land or a house, lo shna avid itida, lo shna lo avid itida, regardless of whether an itida was written or not, the loch is lo machtin, and we never let a karav go down at all. Now the Rashi doesn't explain why this is. I guess we're just trying to be safe, it seems. Right. Rashi quotes all these different situations why there might be some level of chashash. Rashi writes, Lo shna achi d'ima, he writes, Pen yomar shal imi, he might say it was my mother's land. Hayu nichse mulug. Uvaviv shakotan bal imo haya muchsuk behen. So he goes through the whole process why is a chashash even in a case of a brother from the mother. Okay. Mar now says, Hahusa basa, the habile tlas bansa. A elderly lady had three daughters, Ishtaba ihi v'chada barta. So she, the Safta, was taken captive along with one of her daughters. Idach tarti banta. The other two, Shchiva Chada, one of the remaining two died, Chada minayu, Vishavka Yenuka, and left over a baby, so a grandchild of the Safta. So now you have a mother and daughter in captivity. You have a granddaughter and a daughter who are not. So Amar Abai, I don't know if it's a, it could be a grandson, but so Amar Abai, right, one of the daughters left over, so it died. So you have a granddaughter left behind and a daughter. So Amar Abai says, Heichi Navid, what should you do here? Lokmina linichse biyode da'achta, if you place the property in the hand of the daughter who's still alive, not in captivity, Dilma Shchiva Safta, perhaps the mother died, Vein Moridin Karav linichse Katan. So if the mother died, that means that a katan is going to have a chelik because the mother dies, there are three people who are going to get Yerusha. The two daughters, the one that's in captivity, the one who's not in captivity, and then the granddaughter who's a katana. So we can't send a karov to the property of a katana. So that's a chashash. And then, so let's say you give all the property to the granddaughter who's a katana. That can't be because Dilma lo shchiva sapta. Maybe the sapta didn't die. Now you're having a katana work the land of the grandmother, and you can't have a katana work the land of a shavut. So Amar Abaye says, you know what you should do is hilkach palga yihivne le la'achta. Half of it you give to the daughter who's not in captivity. Vidach palga, the other half, mok minin la apachapa. You give it to an apachapis. And then the yanuka, for an apachapis of the yanuka to take care of. Let's just get some of the math here for a second. So why are you doing half and half? So again, there's a chashash that if she died, so then, does Rashi go through this, the whole calculation here? Rashi says, Palga Yahavni Lachat Lachta. I said the first one, yeah. Mimarashach, I Mesu Shte Hashvius, if both the Shvius die, Tareza Yorshin Chatzin. So that means the daughter who is out of captivity and the granddaughter are the two Yorshin. So they get half and half. So that's why the daughter gets 50%. Vim Lavin, if they didn't die, then Maridin Karov Lenichse Shavoy. So then you're allowed to send the Karov to the property of a Shavoy. So either way, at least 50% could go in the hands of that daughter who's alive. At least 50, it could even be 100%, because if the mother's alive, she should really protect all of it, but we don't know. So at least 50%, she definitely has the right to take care of. Now the other 50, we're a Suffolk. The other 50, we don't know. If the mother dies, it's really the Katanas. So we say a Karov can't go to the property of a Katana. So that's why the other 50%, we have to give to the hands of an Apachapas. So then the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Migo de Mokmina Napachapa Lepaga, Mokmina Lapachapa Lidach Paga. He says, no. Once you're giving the Apachapa's rights to take care of the 50% of the Yanuka, you may as well give all 100% and let the Apachapa's watch the entire property.
Why?
So then, why?
Is Suffolk and then the
daughter? Because still, the daughter, we don't know. The daughter is a Suffolk, whether it's her Suffolk, whether it's her mother's. So if she's working for her mother, just have the Apachapa's take care of it. Okay.
Suffolk Misa, so it's.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, Lasof, in the end of the day, what happened? Shamu deshchiva safta. They heard that the mother died, but the daughter didn't die. So the mother dies, that means a third, a third, a third. Each daughter in captivity gets a third, the daughter not in captivity gets a third, and then the granddaughter gets a third as well. So Amar Abaye says, Tilsa yahavdin lay lachta. So a third you give to the daughter who's not in captivity. Tilta yahavdin lay liyanuka. A third you give to the ktana, because she has full rights. It's hers now. So now the other third, danka, half of that, which is the daughter in captivity. So the final third is really the daughter's in the captivity. So danka, half of that, lachta, you give it to the daughter, not in captivity, to take care of it. I mean, a half of the third, meaning a sixth. You give the daughter in captivity additional sixth. Vidach danka, and the other sixth, mokmina la'apachapa, you give to apachapas, because you don't really know what happened to that other daughter. Maybe she died, in which case the sister should get half of that. Or maybe she didn't die, but you can't have a karov get watch over. Well, you can have a karov in the nichse, but maybe it's really half it goes to the anuka. So that's the katana. You can't have a karov go on the katana's nichasim. That's why you give half of a sixth goes to the apachapas of the anuka. So then the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Rava says the same thing. Migo de mokim apachapa ledanka mokmina nami apachapa lidach danka. So once you're doing apachapas on half of that final third, may as well have it on the full third as well. Okay. Mar now says, Mar bar Isik asa le acha mi bechaza. So Mar bar Isik had a brother come from this faraway place, bechaza, and Amalei plogli. So apparently Mar bar Isik was yorish some property from a, must have been his father of some sort. Did Rashi tell us no? We see Rashi says here, asa le acha mi bechaza, ishahalach aviv le bechaza. The father went to bechaza. V'nasa shamish, and he married someone. V'yalda lo ach zeh. He had a son born, which was this guy's brother, but Mari bar Isik never met him. He didn't go with his father to Bechazai. And then Chazai Mari lekan v'yarl nechse aviv. So then Mary went back to his father's property in this other location. Uboze achav, this other guy who claims to be his brother, came over l'zamin meruba after some time. This man meruba v'tavel chelka wanted his chelik. So Amarle Poligli says, divide the land with me. Amarle lo yadon lecha, I don't know who you are. So Asa the Kamei de Rav Chista. They went to Rav Chista. And Amalei Shapir Kamalacha, it makes sense that you don't recognize your brother. Why? Shinamar, the Pasuk says, Vayaka Yosef is Achiv, Heim Lo Hikiru. That Yosef recognized his brothers when they came down to Mitzrayim, but they did not recognize him. Why? When Yosef was sold down, he didn't have a full beard yet. He was 18 years old. He was young. But when he came down, he was already older, so then he had a full beard. So too, you didn't recognize your brother because he was young when you left. But now he got older and has a beard, you don't recognize him. It makes sense, but it doesn't mean he's not your brother. You know you have a brother somewhere. So Amar Lehi, he says, Zil Aisi Sadeh Da'achuat. So go bring Adim that you're my brother. So Amar Lehi, Isli Sadeh, I have Adim, but Dachli Minei the Gavra Lima, I'm very scared because Mar Ba'asik was known to be a very strong individual. I'm scared of him. So Amar Lehi, Lididei, Zil Ant, Aisi Sadeh De'lav Achuchai. So then Rav Chisda turns to Mar Ba'asik and says, you go find, bring Adim, that he's not your brother. So Amar Lehi, Dina Hachi, Hamotzi Mechavelav Haraya. What do you mean? I don't need to bring a raya. He wants to take money out of my possession. He needs to bring the raya that he's the Edim, not me, that he's not the brother. So Amar Lehi, Hachi Dainin Lecha, Ulechol Alima Dechavrich. This is how I judge the cases to you and all the other very strong minded individuals. Okay, in the end of the day, Amar Lehi, so what happened in the end of the day? Asasadev Lom Asidai. The Edim came, but they didn't testify. Says Rashi, Lo masidi ela kamosi velo kamoscha. They didn't testify like me, rather like you. Who's saying this line here? I'm sorry, maybe he's saying, who's speaking here?
There's a Rashi before. Amalei Mari Rav Chisda.
Ah, there we go. Okay. Amalei Mari Rav Chisda. Iminai dachli matuelas. Because in the end of the day, they're going to come testify for me and not against him. So he says, Amalei tarti lo avdi. The avadim, the adim don't do two bad things. What does that mean? They don't, says Rashi, tarti lo avdi miraskha, even though they're scared of you, Mary Barasik, yasu achas shishtik, they'll be quiet. About shayim lo yasu, one person, maybe, but two, they're not going to, sorry, two things they won't do wrong. Lo dayin shishtaku velo yaidu hemes elagam shiidu sheker. Maybe they'll come and say they don't know anything. But to go ahead and lie, that they wouldn't do. So bring the adim and let's see what they'll say. So Asa Sadu, Adam came along, and Achuhud, and they testified that this guy, in fact, was his brother. So Amar Lehi, Liflugli, so now he says, divide from me, but not only divide from the property, Nami, Mi Pardesa, Bastani, Dishasa, all these different properties that, says Rashi, Dishasa, Ihu, Vishbichan, Vitin Li, Chetchan, Kimoshein, Mishubachin. So apparently, Mari Ba'asik was working on these lands, and he made them very, very nice. So he wanted a 50% of the Shevach as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Lehi Shapir Kamar Lecha. So Rav Chisda again says, very, very good taina that you have. It's not because the Mishnah tells us that it appears in Maseches Baba Basra, Heniach Banim Gedolim V'Ketanim V'Shpichu Gedolim Esher Nechasim. Let's say the father leaves over an estate for both older children and younger children. And the Gedolim are the ones who are capable, started to be Meshabech the land. The Lach is Ishpichu Lemsa. Even though the Gedolim are doing all the effort, both parties, everyone, all the Yorshim, get equal rights to the, they split the Shevach. So you have the right, you can collect the Shevach. So the Chayin Amar Rabba says the same thing. Hishpichul Emsa. So he has every right to the brother of Mary Be'asik. He has every right to collect half of the Shevach. So Amar Lehi Abaye. Abaye says, Mi Dami? Could you compare the cases? Hasam Gedolim Gavi Ketanim Yadi V'Kamachli. There, by the case in the Mishnah Bava Basra, the Gedolim, with respect to the Ketanim, they know. And they're Mochel. Right? The Gedolim are aware, the Ketanim, they're brothers who are Ketanim. So when they did the work, they said it. We're doing the work. No, Mektan, we're gonna. Their brothers are gonna take their mochel on the effort. But Halcha, in the case of Mar Ba'asik, he didn't know he had another brother. Halcha miyada delechel. Did he know that there was another brother that when he was doing the effort, he'll be mochel on the hotzah and allow his brother to take half the proceeds? So Agil Gol Milsa Amat the Kamin Rabbi Ami. So this matter ended up getting its way to the desk of Rabbi Ami. And Amar Lehu. So he says Gadol Mizu Amru. Greater than this, it was said that what? Shaman lehen ka'aris, that you would assess it like an aris. So what does that mean? Hashta di deilo yehivin lei. So what does that mean here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says gedol mizu karav hayored lenichse shavui shim yavu habaylim yitlu shalahem. So if a car goes down to the property of a shavui, we learned already that the car of the worker is able to collect his chelik as like an aris. So it says Rashi next amru shaman lo ka'aris. So So in the case of a karuf where it has no chelik in the shavuy's property, but he goes ahead and works the land, he gets to take away a chelik. So the guy, the brother of Mary Barasik, who vale has a chelik, half of it is his, so obviously he should be able to take at least like a sharecropper and have some chelik. So vale, he gets to collect some of the land. Right, that's what it's saying.
We're saying here, Zesha also he should be chelik. Are we talking about Mari?
And Mari himself.
Mari himself.
Let's see.
Rewarded for his efforts.
So remember, us like working the land should collect karis as well. Okay, fine. So in the Gemara says, if we have a random guy working the land gets to collect karis, so if a guy who owned half the land, namely Mari Ba'asik, owned part of the land, certainly he should be able to collect like an aris in the property. So then the Gemara says, so the Talmidim now reported back to Chista what happened to them, and Amar Lahu, so he says back to them, Midami, or could you compare the cases? By that case over there, when you're mowed the karov l'nichse shavoy, he had the rishus of Bezdin. So therefore, we allowed the karov to collect as karis. Here, who gave him rishus without consulting with Bezdin? When Mari Bar Isik went down to the property, he didn't consult with Bezdin yet. So therefore, we don't let him collect karis. V'od, moreover, katan hu, vein moridin karov l'nichse katan. Further, he had this brother who's a katan, and we don't allow a karov to go to the property of a katan. So Mari Bar Isik, who worked the land, had no right. So then...
Not that Mari was the katan.
No, the brother was a katan.
So
Mari Bar Isik couldn't go to the land since he had a brother who was a katan who had a chelik in that property. So the Gemara says, Ahudra l'kamidir Rav. So now the Talmidim went back to Rav Ami and reported back Rav Chista's response. Amrilhu, lo saimi kamai de katanu. You guys didn't tell me that he was a katan. I didn't know he was a katan. Had I known he was a katan, I would have agreed in the first place to Rav Chista that he has no rights to collect even karas. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.